የአርኖት የካኖት ሰንቲያር ገርች ስፔሻሊ ገርችልን ቱ አቴንድ ሳት ሳች ፋር ስኩል ሶ ዚስ ዋን ኦፍ ዲ ፕሮብለም ሶ ዊ አር ትራይንግ ቱ አድረስ ዚስ ኢሹ ኢን ቱ ሰንድ ኢን ዘ ቦርዲንግ ስኩል ሶ this is a mechanism and we are expanding the higher level of schooling, the secondary school. Every year we open new secondary schools in remote areas to address this issue, but it needs some time and resources to fully address this issue. And community awareness raising issues also is very much in progress. And the other issue raised is the human rights in education issue. Well, we have a civic education in our curriculum. It was taught throughout the grades. And this the human rights issue is also a part and parcel of this curriculum. So it is in place, I could say. And also, if I am not mistaken, Mahreta will assist me that through the Ministry of Labor and Human the Social Welfare also is one part of their activities of conducting this sensitization programs, especially on the child's right issue. They go down up to village level and conduct the awareness raising programs. Well, I could say the last part, the issue of disability. Well, we have disabled children in our schools. Our system is inclusive, so we should not alienate the disabled in different compartment and provide teaching. So it is better to mix the students into the abled students, so they can gain the necessary support from them. So it's inclusive. So we have a lot of disabled teachers, students, and all the activities should also participate, including the sport activities and the cultural activities. So we have a program. It's in schools. It's a regular program. It is part and parcel of the academic activities. We have a school program for sports and culture. And then at sub-regional level, there is a program that combines all the schools to run this culture and sport activities. And then at regional level also, the sub-regions compete in various fields of sports and culture. And so this disabled children also is embraced in these activities. And at national level also, we have a competition among the Dobas in sports, in culture, and even in some creative activities. So it is a well-organized activity. So they enjoy this activity also, they participate. And one other issue is, luckily, I am the president of the National Paralympic Committee in Eritrea. So this also, I have the advantage to use the children in schools, and also, I am a worker of the Ministry of Education, so I have an advantage to work in the ministry, in the schools, and organize such sport activities. Especially, this we have special classes for children with Down syndrome and autism. So we have in all regions we have these children classrooms, and we annually organize sport activities specifically for these children. They are intellectual impaired children. So we organize annually a sports activity, such as the running competition, the athletics, and the football activities for them. So we allocate budget from the Paralympic Committee. Annually, we allocate budget, a lot of budget for them to conduct these activities throughout the year. On top of that, for the blinds, we have one blind school in Asmara, so elementary school. So we organize these blinds also. We engage them in various sport activities, in running competition, in goal ball, they call it goal ball. So we provide also to this school funds to run this sports activities. So with the, this is related to the leisure activities, the sport and the culture. And with the issue of addressing the schooling of this disability, we have two schools for the deaf and one for the blind. So now we have constructing a new one for the deaf in different Zoba to address more deaf children in these schools. And we were limited providing a school to these people, to the blind and the deaf, only elementary, at elementary level. But now we have expanded this to middle level, the blind and the deaf, to continue their education up to middle level. And we will see it based on our capacity to even expand to the secondary level. But currently we have expanded to middle level. Thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you.